Chapter 12. Then the tribe of Ephraim mobilized its army and crossed over to Zaphon. They sent this message to Jephthah. Why didn't you call for us to help you fight against Ammon? We are going to burn down your house with you in it. I summoned you at the beginning of the dispute, but you refused to come, Jephthah said. You failed to help us in our struggle against Ammon. So I risked my life and went to battle without you, and the Lord gave me victory over the Ammonites. So why have you come to fight me? The leaders of Ephraim responded, The men of Gilead are nothing more than rejects from Ephraim and Manasseh. So Jephthah called out his army and attacked the men of Ephraim and defeated them. Jephthah captured the shallows of the Jordan, and whenever a fugitive from Ephraim tried to go back across, the men of Gilead would challenge him. Are you a member of the tribe of Ephraim? They would ask. If a man said, No, I'm not, they would tell him to say, Shibboleth. If he was from Ephraim, he would say, Sibboleth, because people from Ephraim cannot pronounce the word correctly. Then they would take him and kill him at the shallows of the Jordan River. So 42,000 Ephraimites were killed at that time. Jephthah was Israel's judge for 6 years. When he died, he was buried in one of the towns of Gilead. After Jephthah, Ibzan became Israel's judge. He lived in Bethlehem, and he had 30 sons and 30 daughters. He married his daughters to men outside his clan and brought in 30 young women from outside his clan to marry his sons. Ibzan judged Israel for 7 years. When he died, he was buried at Bethlehem. After him, Elon from Zebulun became Israel's judge. He judged Israel for 10 years. When he died, he was buried at Ajalon in Zebulun. After Elon died, Abdon, son of Hillel from Pirathon, became Israel's judge. He had 40 sons and 30 grandsons who rode on 70 donkeys. He was Israel's judge for 8 years. Then he died and was buried at Pirathon in Ephraim, in the hill country of the Amalekites.